had enough yet. You appear determined enough. We can continue. If you're up to it, that is. Who's keeping score? A few points won't make that much of a difference. We're training. The only way I could lose is if I admit defeat. And that isn't going to happen anytime soon. For all you know, I could be taking it easy on you. After Skelly departed to his retreat in Ithaca and told me to be taking over its duties, I thought it only fair, as a gift or a kind gesture. No? Nothing? I refuse to believe you were this taciturn when you were alive. Residing in my father's realm tends to do that to a person. I wouldn't be surprised if the atmosphere made you a bit dour over time. Must be the drapery. Not even a hint of a smile, yet you're still engaged enough to go along with the conversation. How interesting. I could do this all day. That's up to you. If you insist, then we can take a break. Wouldn't want to wear you out this early. What can I do to lift your spirits? Some ambrosia, perhaps? That usually works. Used to work for you, too. Circumstances change somewhere down the line. I'm not sure when. Ah, well, it hasn't been that long. You know me. Always up and about. Can't be helped. I'm certain we've crossed paths since we last had some time alone. Oh. Could that be the reason you're being so short with me today? You've missed me? I have to say, you've chosen a rather funny way of showing it. Declarations by combat are rather outdated by most standards. That isn't to say I don't find it effective. You're one of the few delights to be found this far into the underworld, and I'm loath to leave with this tense air between us. Who knows when we'll meet again. Talk to me. Gods know I've done plenty of it for the both of us. Is that all? Very well. A kiss, then. You always blush as if it's the first time we've shared such moments. Oh, not at all. I find it to be endearing. It reminds me of that day I first offered you a gift. How enamored you were. Well, after you realized the gift was, in fact, meant for you and not some other wandering shade. No need to be embarrassed. It could have happened to anyone. While it may have gotten a laugh out of me at the time, I swear it did not come at your expense. Your embarrassment was only part of the reason. We both know that not to be true. You know you love me. Why else would you volunteer to play substitute? You can admit to wanting more time with me. If our roles were reversed, I'd have done the very same. That aside, if more time is what you crave, then walking away won't be much of help. You'd be going against your own interests. So, if it's all right with you, I'd much rather provide you the thing you want. Give me the chance to put a smile on your face. Said like a prayer to the gods. We'll have to be quick about it. It seems as if everyone has something to discuss with me these days. As much as I'd like to avoid it, well, most of them can face through walls as they please, and, you know, they do this sort of thing, and... On a related note, do try and remain corporeal for both our sakes. Yes. Here and now. Is this not preferable to crumbling pillow over molten rivers? Or would you prefer the open fields of Elysium? Thought so. Spread your legs for me. Someone's excited. You'll hear no judgment from me. The rush of battle can get to anyone, as I'm sure you can feel the effect it's having on me. But you, my dear, take most of the credit. Watching you in the heat of it all is a new art form. The furrow in your brow as you focus, the hint of a smile when you think you've won, even the sweat dripping down your neck. All to be rendered to quivering knees and wanton moans. By all means, do continue. Let's see if I can get you to that spot you love so much. If I recall, it's around here? Ah, that sounds about right. Time for me to add another finger, then. Quite needy for a shade. Again, it's another thing I find endearing about you. No need to hide it. Your legs won't stop shaking. That's a sign I've grown familiar with. Won't be long now. One more finger should do nicely. That's tight. Oh, don't stop now. Not when you're so close. You need some help? Then ask. Let it all go. Your pride. And everything else. Do it for me. Now that's a lovely sound. What a mess you've made. Turn around and lean up against the wall. Oh, eager are we? I haven't even started and you're grinding on me. One moment. There we go. Take it all. You were right. It's been far too long. Yet you managed to feel even better than I remember. Use that voice. Come on. Perhaps you're shy. Worried that the gods might overhear you all the way in Olympus. Well, I take that as a compliment. So don't hesitate on my account. Goodness me. You're something. Slowing down? Training must have worn you down more than you let on. You can admit it. Your heartbeat feels quicker under my fingers. Holding your neck like this does change the angle. Not too tight. Only enough so that you can feel it. Follow my rhythm. I'll guide you. All I ask is that you continue moving your hips. It's all I need. Arch your back a bit more. You're doing it perfectly. Now give me your hand, and we'll move it down here. I did say it would guide you. Feels good, doesn't it? Now it's your turn. Show me what drives you mad. Teach me. Oh, I felt that. What's that? You're close. No, I'm very much the same. Together then? Yes. Yes, with me. We've only made a larger mess of the place, I'm afraid. despite saying we couldn't take our time. I need a moment. Yes, this does mean you wore me out. Congratulations. In truth, the wall's about the only reason I'm still standing. You're allowed one laugh at my expense. But in return, might I make a suggestion? Let's at least attempt to find a room with a bed next time.